Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Until now.
You feel that?
Hi, Captain. It's Lisa. I can't hear anything you're saying. You can run a station ID and cue me so I can explain more. I appreciate it.
The pride and joy of America. Old Glory. Time to take it back, my fellow patriots.
Hey, everybody. John Wolf here. Here to do the Take Back America Challenge. What is this challenge? Is it to take back America for only one specific kind of people? No. Is it to take back America for all the conservatives or people who deem that they're the only ones who should be here, as I've heard? No. What this is take back the pride in America. Take back the love, the loyalty, the respect, the honor that we have with calling ourselves Americans. That's what this Take Back America is. It's a small step on hopefully a path to restoring America, to restoring the faith, the hope, and the dream that is the United States of America. See that flag flying over my shoulder? It's not the wind pushing that flag, folks. That flag is being held up by the last breath of every single man and woman who ever served and whomever will.
Why is it when DHHS or Department of Human Services removes a child from a house that they don't try and place that child with close family, whether it's an aunt or an uncle, grandparent, or something like that?
Okay, that's a really good question because they are supposed to do that. The problem, though, is that there's no money in it. Bottom line, there's no money in it. And they've actually diluted the language in the federal guidelines. The federal guidelines used to require a diligent search within 30 days of removal to place that child with a family member. They don't get the ticker on the chart for foster care if they take the child and a family member calls up and says, let me take the child, I can give him a good home. There's no money in it, that's why. A lot of people don't even understand this. If you put a child in foster care, they are going into a for-profit industry. They are not necessarily going to be in a state foster home. And as a matter of fact, they are fewer and fewer going into state foster care. They're going into Providence, they're going into Omni, they're going into these church-run foster homes. They're going into Agape, the Catholic foster home. So it is an industry. Don't ever forget, child abuse is an industry. It's an industry for the mental health professionals. It is an industry for the private foster home. It has become an industry for even medical providers because now they can diagnose child abuse as a diagnosis. So it is an industry. And there's no money in taking a child out of a home and placing it in grandma's home or in aunt or uncle's home.